Legendary Crooks. Narrated by Paul Spera. Macht Hanno, the Baker. Portrayed by actress Romy Schneider in the film La Banquière, Macht Hanno has gradually fallen into oblivion, which is a shame. Her story deserves to be remembered. Born in 1886 in Paris, she became one of the rare businesswomen working in finance at the turn of the 20th century. It must be said that ever since her adolescence, Marthe was determined to lead the life she wanted, despite her parents' authority. She had no regard for the decorum of the time, led a so-called masculine lifestyle, showing off in sports cars and in the company of other women. She accepted an arranged marriage in 1906 on the condition that she wouldn't have children, and she maintained homosexual affairs her whole life. Macht and her husband tried to launch several businesses, but without much success. One of their ventures turned into a real fiasco. A soluble coffee they marketed to the army, called the Bâton du Soldat, had the opposite effect, putting the French soldiers to sleep. Marthe divorced in 1920, wishing to free herself from the disastrous image of her husband after this failure. In 1925, she launched an economics magazine, La Gazette du Front. Thanks to a quality editorial team, her financial journal was a great success, which gave her some ideas. Marthe got back in touch with her former husband, asking him to create shell companies. At the same time, she created her own bank and offered very good rates. Here she was at the head of a magazine that gave investment advice and at the head of a bank that carried out those transactions. By 1928, Marthe Hanno was at the height of her fame, launching a supplement to her Gazette and founding the Société des Exploitants Fonciers and a financial press agency. With her bank, Marthe actually set up a Ponzi scheme, raising nearly 170 million francs from investors who followed the Gazette's recommendations. In 1928, a disgruntled former employee decides to take revenge and publishes compromising information about Marthe Hanno and her fraudulent financial schemes in the press. The famous banker manages to keep these rumors to a minimum, notably by bribing politicians, but the financial brigade finally opens an investigation at the request of the director of the Bank of Paris. In December 1928, Hanno, her ex-husband and close associates are arrested for abuse of power and fraud. From 1930 to 1934, Marthe Hanno is involved in several trials in which she reveals the names of the politicians she corrupted. She spends some time in prison, but also launches new editorial ventures, including the newspaper Forces, where she publishes the entire judicial file concerning her, and which earns her a new conviction. In 1935, imprisoned in the Fresnes prison for 3 years, she commits suicide. The banker of the Roaring Twenties had shaken the French Republic, held the French justice system in check, swindled millions of francs, all while warning France in her publications against Hitler's rise to power. A sulfurous but legendary character of the period, Marthe Hanno is a striking personality who shed light on the troubled links between politics and finance. Did you like this episode? Feel free to comment, share, and rate it. See you soon for new stories. Midnight Studio, addictive podcast creator.